This is God's Covenant Church, the Church of God established in Jesus' name. We're thanking God for another Sabbath day, and we're in the School of Wisdom. Just thanking God for the wisdom and the knowledge, the understanding that we get here to know what God is requiring. And I'm thanking God since I've been saved from sin, my life has changed to the new man and away from the old man. And I'm thanking God so much for our great pastor bringing us the word of truth, leading us on in the ways of holiness. And I'm thanking God for being here, thanking God for a great pastor. And now I present unto you one that's going to bring us the truth, what God is saying to us. And I thank God for our great pastor, Pastor Perry Boyd.
Thank you, Elder Batiste. By elders, missionary, deacons, all the saints, all that hear my voice, we do greet you in the name of Jesus another Sabbath day. Glad for our anointed that's going on, our great Bishop Barfield, our great Bishop Philip, and our great Bishop Dorothy, for the life they lived, the stand they took in holiness, keeping God's commandments. They're gone, and we are continuing steadfast in the prophets and the apostles' doctrine. We want to talk about sanctification today, sanctified. But as I say, they're going on, but we are journeying on. And that's what we're going to sing for you now. Thank God.
Yeah.
thank God, we are on a journey.
Yes.
As long as we take heed to God's word,
yes.
As David said, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee. We're going to sing this song, Incorruptible, because we are incorruptible when we sin no more. We're incorruptible when we are sanctified. And that's what we strive for here at 42 Laconia Boulevard. Perfection, sanctification. Sister Paris, incorruptible. Announcements, Deacon?
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Now I'm the pastor.
Thank you, Deacon. Thank God. Another Sabbath day. I enjoyed those numbers. Our sister Paris sang Incorruptible. Brother Darrell wrote that song and Journey. I hope you all enjoyed the pastor singing it.
Yes.
Pastor can sing a little bit.
Yes.
You ain't got to clap, but Pastor enjoys singing. If anybody married, let him sing. Don't say Pastor, you just sing in the shower, all right? Deuteronomy 4:6 says, "Keep therefore and do them, for this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the nations, which shall hear all these statutes and say, surely, this great nation is a wise and understanding people." Talking about keeping God's commandments, that's what Moses was anointed and charged to do. 4:1 says, "Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments which I teach you for to do them." And most people hear this and think they're talking about all these different laws about pulling your ox out of the mire and you can't carry your bed. Well, it's talking about that yet today. Because you don't come to God any way you feel like coming. There's a standard that God sets for his people, and it's the minister that sanctifies the offering. And the offering is you bringing yourself, offering yourself to God. "For to do them that ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Ye shall not add unto the word which I command you." The word is the commandments. "Neither shall ye diminish aught from it, that ye may keep the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you." This is for all those that desire to live for God. All of those that come out of Egypt. And you're going to come out of Egypt, you're going to follow a leader. Someone that God sends to bring you out. If you're not coming out of Egypt, which is sin, you haven't been saved and you haven't been redeemed. No one has come to get you. That means you're down yet in Egypt under all these false leaders. God sent Moses to bring them out. Even the Lord said, "Go back to Moses. He wrote of me." So to understand that whatever leader God sends, it's Jesus in them. Bringing you out. Yes. You can't come unto Jesus unless you come unto the leader, the one that God sends, the forerunner. Now let's go to Ezekiel 20:12, another one of God's sons. God's anointed. God's prophet. Sent by God. Who spoke the words of God and wrote the words of God, if he wrote them, whoever, they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Isn't that beautiful? Ezekiel 20:12, we're talking about sanctified. Read.
"Moreover also, I give them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them."
The Sabbath day is not our doctrine. The Sabbath day is in the doctrine. The Sabbath day is in God's word. You cannot take something out of God's word. You can't diminish aught and you can't add to it. But the Sabbath day in God's word is a sign. What does it say?
To be a sign between me and them.
It's between we that say we live for God and God. What?
That they might know that I am the Lord that sanctify them.
Now it's talking about people that are sanctified. There's no Presbyterian in that, no Baptist, Methodist, Catholic, Muslim, Lutheran. What's some of the other ones they got? African Episcopal. There's another. What's it? There's no Amish in this. What is it? I thought I said Methodist. Thank God. Methodist. Ain't no method in this. There's a method to their madness, but it ain't no method in this, in holiness. It's sanctification. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to Deuteronomy 28:9. Every witness of God, whether it's in the old scriptures or the new, it's saying the same thing. Every one of God's people that are with God are saying the same thing. If they discover 20 new books in some cave that was written by Junior, If they're a commandment keeper, they're saying the same thing. They're just telling you their story and their life or what happened to them as they kept God's commandments. Every book, every story, or every event from Genesis to Revelation is telling you what happens if you obey God's word and what happens when you don't. Those that were with God's word and those that were opposing God's word, what happened? That's all it tells you. Isn't that beautiful? Deuteronomy 28:9, what does it say?
The Lord shall establish thee in holy people.
Wait a minute.
Unto himself.
There it is again. Now, even though you say, one may say, well, we're a holiness people. We're the Highway to Heaven Baptist Church. If you got something in front of there like Baptist message, you probably are not really holy. Because you don't add anything to that. The doctrine is not baptism. It's not Methodism. It's not Catholicism. It's holiness. The doctrine is God's Ten Commandments, which is God's word. The word is the doctrine. The word is God's will. The word is righteousness. There's no other doctrine. As the Lord said, the scribes and Pharisees came to him and said, what is your doctrine? Who are you? He said, now, if any man do his will, you'll know of the doctrine. Because the doctrine is God's will. Isn't that beautiful? That we have no gods before God. Don't make any graven images. Don't take his name in vain. Remembering the Sabbath day to keep it holy. And you can't keep a Sabbath day holy if you're Baptist and don't live holy. How can you? And how can you have the Holy Ghost and you're not holy? God don't dwell in an unclean temple. In order to have the Holy Ghost, you've got to be holy, a holy vessel where he will make his abode. How simple is that? You don't have the Holy Ghost if you are Catholic or Baptist or Methodist or Presbyterian. You don't have the Holy Ghost. You got a ghost, but it ain't holy. There ain't but two ghosts in this world, God and the devil. There ain't but two. And this devil has a big umbrella and there's many different names upon that umbrella. Isn't that beautiful? But regardless of what you are in God, you're holy. If you're a church of the Presbytery, if you're keeping God's commandments and living holy, you're God's people. If you're the church of the Presbytery, you say, what's your doctrine? Keeping God's word. I'm with you. What's his word? The Ten Commandments. In its entirety. I'm with that. So we keep his commandments, but we don't keep that Sabbath day. You broke God's word. You're sinning. Because James said, if you offend in one point, you're guilty of them all. The scripture says they're righteous all together. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read.
The Lord shall establish thee in holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn unto thee, if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways.
That's the contract. If you keep it. Does it say anything about what you call yourself? We could be called the church of the firstborn. Our doctrine is keeping God's commandments. That don't sound right. You say, we're church of the heavenly way Baptist. There's something wrong. Because Baptist is not a doctrine. The only one with Baptist was they called John the Baptist because he baptized. That's what God gave him to do, just to baptize and preach the word. Right? Read.
And all people of the earth shall see.
That don't mean everybody to see you, but all people means anyone of any walk, creed, they're going to be afraid of you, no matter who they are. Because we're a peculiar people. There's not many of us. You can find all that I just named everywhere you go. Just about in every block, you're going to find one of those. But to find a holy people keeping God's commandments, and he said, well, now you keep God's commandments. What do you all eat? Every creature of God is good. We eat everything that moves. As long as it don't cause me no problem. Said, now, lamb is good. That is. But if lamb causes me a problem, I'm not eating no lamb. If, say, well, I'm a vegetarian. If cabbage caused me a problem that caused Elder Miles, I'm not eating it. Elder Miles scared of cabbage. He's scared of it. He had a bad experience, did you not? Is it a sin?
No.
So we're not caught up in tofu. So now we can't drink no coffee. If milk make you sin, don't drink that. But coffee don't make me sin. Coffee don't make me act unseemly. And they shall.
And all the people of the earth shall see that thou art called.
And all mm-hmm. people mm-hmm. of the earth shall see
that thou art called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of
thee. Now, wait a minute. They're going to know we're commandment keepers because they're going to ask you, so we're commandment keepers. They're going to see that you're called by the name of the Lord. They may not know it's the name of the Lord, but that's his name. Yes. The word is his name. Yes. And many don't know that the commandments is the word. Mm-hmm. And then some say, oh, it's the word. Yeah, we know that. But why do you start tampering with it and put Sunday in there? Oh, that's the day he rose. No, he didn't. No. But that's what they do. And they do that because they don't know God because they've been handed down that lie. Yes. Let's go to Ephesians 5 and 17.
All right.
God said, I'm the Lord that doth sanctify thee. So it's talking about a sanctified people. That's all we're talking about. Now, it's interesting. The forefathers, they said, well, you know, can't nobody help but sin. And most of you, yeah, you're right. But that's not what God said. That's what they've been told, and they believe that and teach that. And some teach it so they can continue in their own way and not conform to the conformability of Christ. Ephesians 5 and 17, what does it say?
Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is.
This is God's will. Did it just say, keep therefore and do it as your wisdom?
Yes.
So it says, be wise in understanding what the will of the Lord is. Read the 20th verse. What does it say?
Giving thanks always for all things unto God.
Now wait,
and the
this
Father.
Is what it's saying. Giving thanks
always.
Always. Why do we need Thanksgiving Day? You're supposed to be thankful all the time.
Yes.
Now, if he wanted to have a day of thanks every, a special day of thanks every 7 years. Fine. He didn't institute that though. He did have a special time of resting the earth and all of that in the days when they were into agriculture, when they came into Egypt. They came out of Egypt, rather. But God's people are scattered everywhere. Everybody's not into agriculture. But whatever you're into, this applies. Wherever you go, this is what keeps you in God's will. Read that again.
Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
So we want to thank God for all things, our trials and tests. Thank God for it because yes. it's to help make us.
Yes.
It's the enemy that want to put in your mouth, I'm not happy. Can't be thankful. Now he got you going yes. against God. But we have to be spiritual minded. Lord, I thank you.
Yes.
It may not feel good what you're going through because you have to conform. But it's for your making. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful?
And you can get through it if you're thankful. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read the 21st verse. What does it say? 20th verse. Oh, yeah, 21st verse.
Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God.
Submissive. One to another. Now, wait a minute. Why do you think they say that? Because you can't see God, but I can see you. And that's what God's supposed to be.
Yes.
It's not talking about submitting yourself one to another in wrongdoing, those not saved, but yet those that own your job, that got the authority over you, you should be submissive to what's right. But here it's talking about the family, those that live for God, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Read the, read the 26th verse.
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
So, if you're not submissive one to another, how God gonna cleanse you?
Yes.
Say, well, I'm submissive to God. Well, I don't see God anywhere, but I see him in supposedly in you, and that's the way you acted? That's how God cleansed you. How you can be submissive to what's right, whether they're saved or not. Submissive to righteousness. That shows how God is in you. That's how God sanctifies.
Beautiful.
That he might wash it, what?
That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word.
What?
That he might present it to himself a glorious church.
What?
Not having spot or wrinkle.
We ain't supposed to have a spot or wrinkle. That's what God is calling for.
Right.
They'll read it and just read right over it and say, yeah, but can't nobody help us in. Well, which one, who's lying, you or the scripture? Because this is what God is calling for. That he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, what?
Or any such thing.
What?
But that it should be holy and without blemish.
There it is again. That you should be Baptist?
Holy.
Holy.
Yes.
Without blemish. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
Let's go to Ezekiel 20 and 3. Let's read that.
All right. Beautiful, Pastor.
Sanctified. That's a sign between God and his people. God and we that strive to live for God. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
20 and 3.
Son of man, speak unto the elders of
now
Israel.
Now he's talking to Ezekiel. Son of man.
Beautiful.
Speak unto the elders of Israel. All of these so-called ministers. What?
And say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, are ye come to inquire of me?
You coming to inquire about me? Because God got someone to speak to the people. I don't know how many are going to find us on the site. But if it's for them to hear it, God's going to get them there. They're going to hear what God has to say.
Yes.
Some, it's no point. And some, God gives as an example. But God's word don't go out void. It's for a reason.
Jesus.
It's going out. I don't worry about that. I'm just speaking with, thus saith the Lord. Read.
As I live, saith the Lord God, I will not be inquired of by you.
What?
Wilt thou judge them, son of man? Wilt thou judge them?
Listen, will you judge them, son of man? But the people preach to the people, and the doctrine is, can't nobody judge you? The Lord said, judge not that you be not judged. He's talking about those that were not appointed to judge.
Right.
But he said, let judgment begin in the house of the Lord. And he appointed some to judge. But when you're growing, and if you're not given that a charge, you shouldn't be judging one another. You just grow together. But they've taken it and taken all the power out of the so-called leaders. What's the point of having a leader for? Somebody got to bring the judgment. And even when you bring it, you're not judging them. The word you bring is doing the judgment.
That's right.
I didn't institute this. God did. I'm just bringing what God said. It's up to you to believe it or not. That's what God said. I believe it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you bring something out, we honor this the first day of the week. That's fine. Mine is in the scripture. Yours in the scripture?
Right.
Mine is what God said. Is yours what God said?
Right.
The scripture don't say he rolls on the first day of the week. That's what you say, but I show you the scripture where he's supposed to rise on the midst of the week.
Yes.
Who are we supposed to believe?
Mm-hmm.
So it's the word that's doing the judgment.
Right.
You make the call. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Cause them to know the abominations of their fathers.
So that's the minister's job, to cause the elders, these ministers, the members, to know the abomination of the Father. That's one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Sunday, keep it.
Yes.
That's some of the abominations of the fathers coming up this junk. We're Baptists. You get baptized when you're a child, you're in. That's not the baptism God is talking about. This baptism is spiritual.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
These are abominations. All of these different doctrines have got nothing to do with holiness. And even if you say, well, we're Sabbath day keepers. What good is that if you still got gods or you covet or a liar? You still don't have anything. What's hard about keeping a day? Well, what's hard about that? If I don't lie, kill, commit adultery, and steal, well, I can't keep a day. What's hard? Difference is living holy. When you live holy, you don't practice these. And you do exercise, but you know it's a command.
Yes, that's right, Pastor.
If you practice something, you can say, I didn't feel like practicing today.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You have to work in God.
No, right.
Said, don't practice sin. I don't know anybody to do that. Maybe Hitler did.
Right,
but anybody that's striving for God, you don't strive or practice sin. No, you don't. But if you're not striving to live holy, you will always sin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's a strive to live holy. And more importantly, you got to do some killing of the old man in order to live holy. If you kill the old man, you ain't got to worry about no practice. That's all you're going to do is live, because you get the new man. Isn't that beautiful?
Yes.
Oh, we're going to go too deep off in that now. Did you read the...
I read the fourth.
Read.
And say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, in the day when I choose Israel...
And when lifted, I chose
when
Israel.
When I chose Israel and lifted up mine hand unto the seed of the house of Jacob, and made myself known unto them in the land of Egypt, when I lifted up mine hand unto them, saying, I am the Lord your God.
That beautiful God made himself known to the children of Israel in Egypt through Moses. Who should I tell him that sent me? He said, I am that I am.
All right.
Tell him, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. This is my name forever. Isn't that beautiful? Let's go to the, read a little bit further. I know time is going to move on. We're going to continue on, but keep reading.
In the day that I lifted up mine hand unto them to bring them forth out of the land of Egypt into a land that I have espied for them, flowing with milk and honey.
Land of Canaan, flowing with milk and honey, what?
Which is the glory of all
it's
lands.
It's the glory of all lands.
That's beautiful.
So when we take on God's word, we become the land flowing with God's word. That's the land of milk and honey. Because there's nothing sweeter than honey but God's word. Isn't that beautiful?
Beautiful.
And we enjoy the sincere milk of the word. A holy vessel, a sanctified vessel, is the glory of all lands. Isn't that beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Read.
Then said I unto them, cast ye away every man the abominations of his eyes.
What?
And defile not yourselves with the idols of Egypt. I am the Lord your God.
What do you mean, abomination of the eyes? All of these gods that surround us.
You can visit us at any time for our broadcast messages at www.godscovenantchurch.org. Write and mail us at 425 Laconia Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90061. Or call us at any time at area code 323-754-8302. You can email us at info@godscovenantchurch.org. Also, you can subscribe to our podcast at www.godscovenantchurch.org.